from Lambeau Field, home of the 13-time NFL champs. It's the Mike McCarthy Show with Larry McCarron, Lance Allen, and the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy.
And welcome to the Mike McCarthy Show. Lance Allen, Larry McCarron, and the head coach of the NFC North champion Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy. Mike, 8-7-1. Wasn't easy, but your third straight division championship, fifth straight year, you're going to the playoffs.
It's a big accomplishment for our football team this year. This team is unique of all the teams that I've been able to coach here in my 8 years, but it's a group just I don't even like to say the word quick because I think it's disrespectful to them. They just fight and keep fighting, and it's never the cleanest path or the easiest path. We just find our way.
Mike, part of that path, 4th-and-1, 4:41 left in the game. You're on your own 22.
Yeah.
Punting team goes out there. Now, guys lobby you, and tell us about that whole process and how you made your decision.
Well, I mean, the one timeout, it's a tough decision. Obviously, the offensive guys, they all wanted to go for it. I mean, Josh sitting there. I mean, TJ Lang, everybody wanted to go for it. The one timeout, frankly, was the determining factor. So, you play defense there most times if you have three timeouts and possibly two. So we had a good play call. It was actually our top call still available for the game in that situation. And John Kuhn did a great job getting the first down.
To build upon Larry's point, you had to convert three fourth downs, the last being the 48-yarder from Aaron Rodgers to Randall Cobb. You on the sideline, what are you seeing on that play? What are you thinking?
Well, you're watching the play. I didn't expect empty pressure. I thought it was definitely going to be, a man-free type situation. They were a bit confused, and looks like they were, the way they were trying to sort it out. And our guys, really, the offensive protection unit, I can't say enough about the time and the preparation that goes in to, I'm going back to the spring of picking up pressures. Our system has grown so much over the 8 years, and it's really a credit to our players. The ability to maybe block a certain pressure three different ways, based on physical matchups. And so my point I'm making, the recognition of these guys is exceptional. And I think it clearly is illustrated on the way, we were able to shut down the gaps, and John Kuhn was able to come back all the way from the backside and get a hat and cut Julius Peppers. So then Aaron and Randall did the rest. So, I mean, it's just a great play by our players. But just to be in a situation where pressure's coming, it's a bit disjointed, and our guys, they made it clean. They recognized it, and that's all you need to do is you just got to give Aaron Rodgers that extra second, and that's what happens in pressure games.
Let's talk some more about that Aaron Rodgers fellow, Mike. And could you talk about not only what he brings to the party physically, but mentally during the course of the year, how he can look at a defense, maybe put him in a bad thing? I mean, his mental prowess, I think, is really underappreciated.
Yeah, I think from the outside looking in, people will look at this as, just one of his greatest, moments. And comeback football, but mentally, what he's gone through the last 3 weeks, I can't even put a gauge on just the emotional ups and downs of trying to play and not being able to play, getting yourself ready to play. It's been a true struggle, and obviously there's a lot of preparation goes into a game week to week, and especially on our quarterback, there's the physical, part of it. I was not really worried about his conditioning, but he started cramping up there on the last drive, and I'm scared to call a pass. And I mean, just what he was able to juggle mentally, his discipline, it was exceptional. It'll be one of the finer experiences I know I'll look back on to be able to draw from as a coach to watch what he's gone through.
What were you thinking and what was going on in the headset when Aaron Rodgers fumbled and the ball is laying on the turf until Jared Boykin picks it up?
Well, I merely turned it to the officials in those type of situations. Really, reaction tells you a lot. There was zero reaction. He actually looked over at me, so which means the play's still alive. Hmm. So, and I think our side, my memory is I remember Edgar Bennett. A lot of guys were yelling, "Pick it up and run it." And Aaron obviously occurs. I mean, that's you talk about it all the time. Keep playing, and. I think this game has become so technical sometimes that guys think plays are over, and the officiating and playing too much is sometimes penalized. So you have elements in our game now that causes players to pull up. And I'm not saying that's what happened to Chicago. Thank God they did. But you get those situations that occur, and Jared Boykin did a great job.
Next up, our special guest, John Kuhn. You're watching The Mike McCarthy Show.
Welcome back. Joining us now, Packers fullback John Kuhn. John, you are no stranger to NFC North championships, but is this one, considering the road it took to get there, something special?
Well, I definitely think this is one of the more special ones we've had here, especially in recent history. We've really had to fight the whole way down the stretch and win three out of our four last games and lose even a really close heartbreaker for the fourth game in December to really play some of our best football and squeak in and win down in Chicago against a bitter rival. It couldn't be any sweeter.
Well, let's talk about that Bear game a little bit. Fourth quarter, you guys need a score. It is fourth and one, 4:41 left, and the ball, Mike McCarthy, is on your own 22, and your number gets called, and you are thinking what?
I got to get the first down. If I don't get the first down, this could be it. So Mike's done this quite a few times now in my career. He's entrusted me, and I feel like I've done a pretty good job for the most part at getting it done, and just got to get it done, 1 yard.
Mike, is that the reason you called John's number in that situation, the trust factor?
Definitely, a lot of trust. It's a play that he's very, very natural at. We tried to formation it and just trying to change it up. We actually had Randall Cobb in the backfield just to try to influence just the linebacker or something. But we actually had a little formation adjustment. We were fortunate to get the play off, and John did a great job getting the first down.
Let me ask you this, John. Were you part of the group lobbying Mike to go for it? That's a crazy situation that detailed, right?
Yeah, I'm on both. I'm on the punt team, and I was on that fourth and one. So I didn't know. I knew I was going to be on the field either way, so I just jogged out on the field and just was waiting to see what team came out to meet me.
Now, John, this is your eighth year here, and you've been part of some terrific teams. And does this team, you look at some of the things it's accomplished already, does it have the mystical it as far as you're concerned?
It's a little early to say that. Obviously at the end of the season, we'd like to look back in hindsight and say, we just had it. We found a way to get in, and we just, completed some games in succession and won a championship. As of right now, we got one big win under our belt. We got four more to go, and we can only do that by taking, one game at a time, starting with San Francisco.
Mike, during John's eight seasons here, he just comes across from the outside looking in as a guy who knows how to play football. I think he could play him on defense and he'd figure out a way to get the job done. And is that the way you see him? I just think he's a very valuable, great guy to have on a team.
Have you two been talking? Does he want to play defense now? Is that where we're going with this? Or?
Well, he's a linebacker.
No doubt. Football comes very natural to John, very instinctive player. You can see that. His time at Shippensburg and is earlier in his career at the Pittsburgh Steelers. So it was a natural fit for John to come to us in Green Bay 8 years ago. And he just keeps getting better and better with time, frankly. He's coach smart. He knows the ins and outs of our offense as good or as well as anybody.
Talking about getting better with time, John, and you may, if you disagree, say so, but I don't grade the tape, but I watch a lot of tape. I think this is one of your best blocking years. It just seems like there's more pop in the block. Would you agree? And if so, why?
I would definitely agree. And I knew with Eddie coming in and James coming back healthy and even Dwan Harris early on in the season that was going to be my role primarily this year. And I just wanted to, hit that head on with full steam and just do the best job that I could do at that. And when you have those guys running behind you with all that energy, with all that enthusiasm, it's hard not to just go out there and try and do your best for them.
One more thing real quick on a personal note. When you first came here, John, it was hard to get three words out of you as far as an interview goes. But now, you have your own show and everything. What happened? I'm not kidding you. He was the quietest guy, give you about a four-word answer, and that was it.
I live here full time now. The fans are great. The people are great. I can't help but have conversations with them at restaurants even. So it's been fun.
Good deal. Let's go out to Lance.
All right. Thank you, Larry. We're going to get a few more words out of John because Jenny has a question for John.
What's your favorite thing about being a Green Bay Packer?
It's got to be the fans and the tradition. You know, to play on Lambeau Field, to have the fans there in the cold weather games, 78,000 strong, it's tremendous.
All right. Cameron has a question as well.
I have one for both of you guys. What was, like, when did you guys for sure find out, like, that it was a fumble, and what was your reaction to it in the game?
I was standing with Alex. Sorry, did I cut you off? I was standing right beside the running back coach, Alex Van Pelt, and we had seen the beanbag get thrown by the umpire, and we knew that that meant he thought it was a fumble at least. So, you know, after the experience we had in the Atlanta game, we were all screaming from the sideline to get on the ball.
Is that your recollection as well, Mike?
Well, I was looking at the side, Judge Tony, and he never signaled anything. He kind of looked at me, you know, which meant that he didn't think it was, you know, he thought it was a fumble. So that's why I think everybody started screaming at about the same time.
All right. And Aaliyah has a question for Coach.
What was your favorite Christmas gift this year?
Oh, wow. Shoot, so many gift cards. I'm trying to think which one. Yeah, I'm hard to buy for, they tell me. Thanks for asking.
All right, very good questions this week. Next up, Larry and John on the Telestrator. You're watching The Mike McCarthy Show.
Well, this is it, Rock, the season. Right here on this fourth down play. How many times have we said that on this drive? Rodgers gets the snap. Blitz is on. Rodgers scrambles.
He's
left. Winds up. Rainbow.
He's got time at the 10 to the 5.
Yes!
To the end zone. Touchdown. And a dagger. Oh, my goodness. An NFC North Division championship dagger.
And we are back with John to talk about the play. And, John, if you'd permit, I'd like to set it up a little bit.
Sounds good.
Here's Randall Cobb right here. Here's a Bear safety right here. And the snap of the ball, and you're going to see that Bear safety. I don't know what picnic he's at, but he's not at this one. He's just going to squat and let Randall Cobb run right by him. And Randall Cobb right here, you can see he's throwing up his hand. So all's well and good. But the Packers have to protect against an all-out blitz. I mean, the Bears are bringing everybody but the kitchen sink. So let's go to the end zone view. Okay, John, point us out where you're at in the formation right here.
Okay, I'm sitting right here, Larry.
Okay, wonderful. And pre-snap, okay, the Bears got, I did the math before, got seven people up there. And if my math is correct, you only got six blockers. So what kind of dilemma does that put you in?
Yeah, okay. So we're kind of behind the eight ball, so to speak, being one guy down. So what we try and do is we try and mismatch the protection, try and switch it up so they don't know exactly who is blocking who. Now, in this particular protection, I am set to block Lance Briggs, number 55. However, for most of the game, we have been jumping back and forth between protections with him and number 50, so they couldn't really get a grasp on who was blocking them and who they were going to actually have in coverage, which one was going to have me. So on this particular play, I had slid the line to Lance Briggs and this guy right here, so I was going to dual read from 50. You can clean the screen, sorry. I was going to go to 50. And 31, worst case scenario, if they brought them all, Aaron was going to have the littlest guy in the field to try and elude.
Okay, wonderful. Now, snap the ball here, and you're looking over here right from the get-go, okay? Let's stop it right here, okay? And so you instantly, how did you make the adjustment that you discovered that Julius Peppers, Dr. Peppers, is the most dangerous man here that's going unblocked?
This is the tricky part about the play. So the check that we made at the line of scrimmage, one, two, three guys got. But the left side of the line never quite got the protection call. So they were actually executing what's called a big duel, in which case they come down and block the two most dangerous guys, leaving one, the biggest guy on the field, for the quarterback.
And, ironically enough, for John Kuhn. Okay, let's move it forward just a bit here. Okay, John, so now you've made a decision. I'm taking care of Peppers. And at this point, Are you thinking, I'm going to take him high, going to take him low? What's that thought process like? Or was the angle such that you had one choice?
Well, I'll be honest with you, Larry. Since I was the one who made the protection adjustment at the line of scrimmage, I knew that I had to safeguard Aaron Rodgers' health, okay? So knowing how big Julius Peppers is and how full steam he was coming, I was going to take him right at the legs and give myself the best chance to take him down.
Well, let's look at it right there. And you do take him down. Heck of a block by John Kuhn right there. Okay, John, as we roll it forward and you're on the ground, just got Peppers on the ground, and you're watching Aaron Rodgers do this, you are thinking what?
You know, the craziest thing of all is I'm getting off on the ground. I just want to know if Aaron's alive or not, because I can feel Julius Peppers go over my head. When I see Aaron toss up the ball, I already saw Randall was wide open. I started screaming touchdown and running down the field.
And the Packers win the game to become NFC North champions again. Thank you, John. Coming up, more of the Mike McCarthy Show. Stay with us.
And welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. Each week, we ask you for your reaction on Twitter to say what the play or player of the game was. And this week, Mike, no doubt about it, the play of the game was Aaron Rodgers to Randall Cobb, just like you drew it up, right?
I agree. I agree with the voting. But, just a great football play. It'll clearly be one of those highlight plays you'll see for a long time. And it's just really, you know, the protection unit addressing the pressure. You know, great job by John Kuhn coming back and getting his helmet on Julius Peppers and Aaron be able to make that throw to his left and really the instincts of Randall Cobb just to keep going based on the coverage reaction. So great play at the right time. Maybe we left a little too much time on our clock, but because that's something you would say to me. But we're all getting a press conference here soon. But just a phenomenal football play.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're talking about voting a little bit, Mike. The Pro Bowl just came out, and the Packers were shut out. And I just wanted to – I know head coaches don't like to get into individual honors too much, but a couple of guys I thought got a bad deal in particular is Josh Sitton for one and Jordy Nelson for the other. I thought they had Pro Bowl seasons.
Definitely. We have Pro Bowl players on our football team. I think everybody recognizes that. There's Pro Bowl performances. Obviously, we didn't get voted in. Your record has something to do with it. It's a new format, so you don't really know what to compare it to. This is the first time they voted in this new format. But yeah, clearly, Josh Sitton has. I think Josh has had his finest season as a Green Bay Packer, and Jordy's been Jordy, which is he's a Pro Bowler. So yeah, those two definitely were worthy of that.
To build upon the Jordy point. It's very hard in this league to develop that type of chemistry instantly, but 10 catches, 161 yards with Aaron Rodgers, it just seemed like they never missed a beat.
Definitely. And then, there's a couple more that Aaron's going to look at, and we'll be better with that next week. So, yeah, there's no secret to their chemistry. It was great to have Randall back out there. And, Aaron has the same chemistry as Jones and James Jones, and we really like the way Jared Boykin's playing, too. So, we feel very good about all those guys.
Next up, we'll talk about the playoff game against the 49ers right here at Lambeau Field. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.
Through their Touchdowns for Charity program, Sargento Cheese helps alleviate hunger in Wisconsin through donations to the Hunger Task Force and Paul's Pantry for touchdowns scored by the Packers during the 2013 regular season.
Welcome back on the Mike McCarthy Show. And Mike, here come the 49ers. I assume you have some unfinished business with them because you played them the playoffs last year. You played them to start the year this year.
Very good football team. Obviously, didn't have success against them last time. But just having a chance to watch them throughout Monday and get ready for our players and the game plan. You know, one thing that really jumps out to me is, particularly on defense, when a team's able to play together the whole year, just the chemistry that they have. So they've been healthy on defense. They're playing very well. And obviously their offense has had some key players get back. So, I mean, this will be a big challenge. We're looking forward to playing them up here in Lambeau in January. So this is a great opportunity for our football team. We're a little different team now than we were in September. So it'll be exciting.
It will be definitely a good game for Larry McCarron. I'm Lance Allen. Mike McCarthy, good luck against the 49ers. You've been watching the Mike McCarthy Show.